So, Carl, thanks for joining us on the way to Will. What's the mood in the camp at this time of year?
It's superb. We normally, over the past 11 years, it's been a case of certain amount of rebuildings needed to be done, and that's not been the case this year. The lads all, like I say, towards the end of last season, they started to build bonds with each other, and that's continued. And it was exactly the same when pre-season started. They're all, you know, it's hard work. There's no two ways about it. There's no magic pill that you can take. You've just got to put it in the hard yards to get your fitness levels up. The lads requested themselves that they felt that pre-season last year wasn't as hard as they thought it should have been. You know, so we've taken that on board.
One thing that a lot of supporters and members have been asking for in the last week is just an update on where we are with personnel. I mean, obviously with pre-season you get a lot of trialists come. Just give us a scale and idea of how many we've had.
Every player who was with us last year, other than Greg Daniels, who's gone travelling, Liam Brownhill, who's moved on, and Craig Winfield, who's moved on, everybody else is here and raring to go. There's a few that have been away, one who's still away, but they've all agreed, you know, to sign. We've got the majority of them signed on forms, and then we'll just get them done probably over the coming week or so. We've got some trialists, we've brought some young lads who've done really well as showmen in the reserves. They've come on board, so we'll see how they progress. A couple of younger trialists as well. We've signed one lad, Zach Corbett, who was playing in the Welsh League last year, who's been described. He's from the same guy who sent us Charlie Raglan, and he's you know, he speaks highly about Zach, so hopefully he'll have a happy time with us, and he'll only strengthen the squad.
As you said, apart from Linney and Brownhill and Daniels, there's no one else left the club at this stage. And when it comes to signings, last season you did bring a few players in who were more squad players, more than making first team impact. You were trying to give a fair crack of the whip to the team who won the NPL the season before. We did finish this past season with the fifth best form in the league coming out of the season. Is that the same thinking going into this season?
Definitely, you know, that's something to be built on. That's a real positive. And you know, when the lads are talking amongst themselves, or when they're talking to me, they're not talking about, you know, having a consolidatory season and this, that, and the other. They, you know, there's a real feeling, a real belief that we can take the form that we showed towards the end of the season, get that up and running in early doors, and you know, look to cause a, you know, be competitive, let's say.
It's a bit too early to talk about the actual league campaign that's coming up, but there has been a bit of a, well, it's similar to last season, there's been a bit of an arms race kicking off with all kinds of clubs ditching half the squad they had last season and getting in new signings. Is that something that you've been aware of going on around
Yeah, definitely. It's a dangerous thing to do, but you know, there's a massive investment in this league at the moment. Some of the sums that people are being paid and being talked about are just ridiculous.
If you're thinking then that it's best to go with continuity going into the season, the players that we had last season are obviously capable of competing.
Yeah.
You just need a better start.
Yeah, they know the type of football we want to play. They enjoy playing that football, and we, you know, we'll establish that belief. You know, and if you're bringing in lots of new players, you've got to work with them to make it gel and develop them bonds, understanding the people that you're working with and the psychology that goes around that to make sure that it has a positive effect rather than adverse one.
Would you say that this pre-season, because the league that we're in this season is crackers, to be fair, it's absolutely ridiculous, would you describe this as one of the most crucial pre-seasons that you've had at this club?
Yeah, it's this one, so it's crucial. Like last year's was crucial. Like they're all, you know, going forward, they're all going to be exactly the same. You know, it's a large part of what we're doing, and we try to strike a balance. You know, we've looked to learn from, I wouldn't say mistakes in the past, but you know, looked at why we tend to start the season a little bit slowly. You know, we want to try and get up there and get some points on the board. That'll build confidence. And
you'll certainly know where you are after the first couple of games of the season.
There's not an easy game in this league. There's not going to be any game that you'd be able to, you know, take your foot off the pedal. It's going to be, you know, foot to the floor from minute one to minute 90 of every single game.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us. Good luck today, and we'll hear from you after the match.
Cheers, Ben.